Tefes Yom Kippurim.
I fast any longer.
So Morris says, no, try to test my base. I want to test my novel. Give it a little listen. Okay, you want to just get
a Gemara?
You just get a Gemara, yeah. Both sides, and this one only printed the other sheets. Eli, I have. I'll just read to you. So, moreover, here brings a drasha. The more says that there's a close student of a kibbutz and a bishmal, the lacha being most of alacha, machel al kaddish. He says, Bechor to Bechot to Tishbois. So Rabbi Kiva says that pasuk is a pasuk in Sefer Shmos. The Chorish of a Katzot Tishbos. Rabbi Kiva says, "What are you telling me? It's a din of Shviyas. It's talking about the din of Shviyas." So it's called Lucizer. We can't recall Lucizer more. El Chorish shall erev Shviyas hanichus to Shviyas. Because of shall Shviyas a yotz to the Matzoy Shviyas. So the pasuk is coming for the locha of being moisiv onto the Shnas of Shmita. Okay. That's Rabbi Kiva's drasha. Now Rabbi Shmuel uses that drasha for something else. Rishmol, Omer Macharish Rishos, and Katzer Rishos. Rishmol, Masiv and Mechel of the Kurdish Minolai. So that Allah, the Yemosim Mechel of the Kurdish by Shemitah, how do we know that? He said like this. Titania, Vinisem is not sure, Sechem Besisha. There's a din of Inui on the ninth day. Yachot Tisha, Betisha, Tamalam, Be'erib, in the evening. Was in the evening, it's only Mishatechshach once it gets dark. Tamalar says Besisha the ninth day. Says it the tenth day, is it the ninth day? Okay, it said Maslam Umisana Bimyoim, Melamash and Masivan Michal al Kurdish. So the din of Tosefis and Kippur, you must admit it's not there in the printed the wrong side. You must Michal al Kurdish that you have to add on another, you have to add on Erev and Kippur. Ainli Allah Bikni Sasa. I know you have to add on Yom Kippur, but when it starts, but Yitziyosim and how do you know that you add on at the end of Yom Kippur? Tamalimer may erev ad erev until the erev. In Elo Yom Kippur, Yeshivas is Menayin. How do you know there's a din of being moisted by Shabbos? Tamalimer tishbisu may erev ad erev tishbisu Shabbat kem. Tishbisu is Shabbos. Yom Tov Menayin Shabbat kem. Hakeitzad. Come back from Shesh b'Shvois. Anytime there's a mitzvah of shviso, there's a din of being moisiv. Therefore, by shmita also, there's a mitzvah to be moisiv because it's a din of shvois. Okay, so this is the makor for the lacha of Tosefes Yom Kippurim. It's a din of Tosefes Yom Kippurim, and the makor is from the pasuk of Betisha on the ninth day. Then your marba may erev ad erev to Motzi Yom Kippur. Your marva from the word Tishbis to Shabbos. Your marva from the word Shabbat Chem Yamtiv. And we make a klal. Anytime there's a mitzvah of Shvois, of Shvisa, there's a lacha of being Moise Michal al Kodesh. Okay, so now that is according to Rabbi Shmuel. So this price is going according to Rabbi Shmuel, and the more says that Rabbi Kiva is arguing. This is what Rabbi Kiva do with the lach of the din of Tisha. They tell me that a person who fasts on Tisha as if he eats on Tisha Kili as if he fasted on Shi Basiri. Okay. So Tosefta points out, so it comes out according to this. We have no according to Rabbi Kiva for Tosefta's Yom Kippur. The pasuk which Rabbi Kiva has for Hosafa is by Shemitah. So Tosis points out, again, you don't have this, I'm sorry, I picked the wrong side. The bottom Tosis is on Tesam and Aleph in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Kiva, Hai Bini Semes, I'm sure Sechem I overlay. Rabbi Kiva, Abi Yolav Kula Mishmiyas. Rabbi Kiva learns out the same way by Shemitah, the Zalacha of Tosafah. Shabbos Yom Tov Yom Kippurim also have it in Oisafa. The Kulam Moedah that Tosef Yom Kippurim is the Raisa. Everybody agrees that Tosef Yom Kippurim is the Raisa. Now, Tosef asks a question. So if Tosef Yom Kippurim is the Raisa, and we're saying according to that Tosef Shabbos is the Raisa, I don't understand a Gemara in Shabbos. Mishnah says, Sabbath Hashecha, Sabbath Ein Hashecha, Emal Likin. Even before Sabbath Hashecha, it sounds like only when you get to the Benish Moshes, which is Sufik, you can't be Madlik. It means up to that point, you could be Madlik. What happened to Sefet? To the din of the Sefet. So Tosis says, Mishum the Sagib Tosefis Mashahu. The Shir Tosefis is a Mashahu. So you can't really say, so saying Sabbath Hashecha, Zamen Hashecha, Emalikin is correct because it's only a Tosefis Mashahu. Okay, so Tosfos Shita and Rosh Hashanah and Chav Tesam and Aleph is the Sef is a Mashu. Okay, now you can start using your paper. Tosfos in Beya, Alam and Aleph, Tosfos says the following. So the Mordechai here is discussing the halacha that giving Techacha, when it's not going to be effective by Yisroel, which are not explicit in the Torah, the law is mutav shiyoshag ma yimazir. Don't tell the person. Leave the person as is. So Mer gives an example. It's right before the two dots, towards the bottom of the page. So to seven yom kippurim deraisahu va'ochlu b'shasu arach shechashecha v'lamina luhumidi v'lamidi. It's then the rice after the yom kippur. People the mice eat up all the way till this man, and we're not telling them anything. Why are we not telling them anything? Because we know they're not going to listen. So there's a rule. So Tosis says, if the shear is a mashahu, so how do you know they're not being mekam tosefes? I mean, they're not going up the mashahu, right? If the shkia is at 6:42, they're not going to 6:41 and 59 seconds. You know, they're stopping a little before that. But I still say that's not true. There's a shear to tosefes in Kippur. I mean, it's a hitzuch lahafzik mevayoy. The vado hayoyich lemamash ad chashecha. The obvious or the right meter isa, you know, they didn't have atomic clocks, so they, you know, you can't go into a Suffolk Benish Moshes. You're not going to take a chance on that. So you're not going to go. It looks almost dark. You're stopping already, so you're a meisiv. Teretz is that Tosefes has to have a shear. So it's enough that you stop the last moments. You have to be meisiv time. Now the king, Kamer Mutav Shir Shagam Ayumazin. Shir Yisrael Shagam Ayumazin. So the amount, the Gemara has never clarified how much that is. And therefore, if you're careful that you're mafsik enough time, that you're clearly adding time. That the shear has to be enough time that it's nicker that you're being moistive early. So they say it like this. They say any time which a person is Moisif because of Sufik doesn't count. That's because of Sufik. That's not the mitzvah Tosefes Yom Kippur. And above and beyond that, there's a din of Tosefes some time before that. That's the Gat Tosefes Shabbos, the Gat Tosefes Yom Kippur. You have to add a Zman, which is Nikr. The person say usually 3 to 4 minutes, it would be a correct Zman. The problem is this theorem in Tosefes. Tosefes and Rosh Hashanah said Tosefes is Mashu. And he said, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, the Gemara and Shabbos says that Sabbath Hashecha, Sabbath Enoch Hashecha, like I say, Bama Malikin, that you can't light, the Vice Chos, up to that time you could. And he tells us over here, when we document this Gemara, there has to be Zman Nikr. So either you have a steering Gemara or you have a steering Tosis. One of the two you have to have, you have to be Mazman. Okay. Take a look at page 3. So this is the Gemara. This is the Rosh over here quoting from Gemara in Yuma, which parallels the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Tan Rabban Siman Ches. Minisem Estam Sar Shechem Asisha Lachodesh Yochum Betisha Tamalar Meber. You fast on the ninth day. No, you fast in the evening, tenth day. Iba Erev. It says Be'erev. Yochum Shetech Shach. Only when it gets dark. Tamalar Mer Betisha. Has to be on the ninth day. Okay, Tzad. Maskul Misana Min Boidoy. You start fasting on the ninth day. The contrast of Michal Kurdish, your Moisef. Only Allah the phone of Lacher, the ninth time, Alarm, Me'erev Adarv. Matsu Yom Kippur, also your Moisef. Only Allah Yom Kippur, Shabbos Bereshis, the ninth time, Alarm, Tishbis. Shabbos, you have to be Moisef. Yantam, the ninth time, Alarm, Shabbat. Call Shabbos, Shatta Shabbos, at the Moisef, Law, Bain, Milafana, Bain, Milacher. Any day that there's a din of Shvisa, there's a din of a Safa, both before and afterwards. So the chayra, if it's a chiyav hisafa, maybe there's a chiyav koris. Tamalomer vanevesh tasa kol malacha beetsam ayam zeh havadati sidarshan ali tzumah shayam onosh koris avlena to onosh koris al tosefes. It says beetsam ayam zeh, the actual day. So the chiyav koris is only for the day of Yom Kippur. Tosefes is not a chiyav koris. Now that's talking about malacha. So that which you have to stop doing malacha, there's no chiyuv karas. Aber he onish karas al tosefes inu. You have to stop eating and drinking. Tamal omer also another pasuk. Kichol nefesh asher lo suuneh beetsam ayom inzeh benichrusa. Al tzumah shayom onish karas and onish karas al tosefes shem. So both the gabi malacha and the gabi inu, it's all the din of beetsam. Beetsam ayom inzeh, the chiyuv karas is for beetsam. So the Rosh, when do you do this? Before Benishmashas. Dilu Benishmashas, Savak Yem, Savak Lailahu. Vim also Malacha Beshne Benishmashas is Beshagil Chayav Chatas. Benikur Tosefis. The puzzle is coming to tell you to do something. Now the Rosh knows that he didn't tell you in the Torah how to figure out what Benishmashas is. See, he knows that you're smart enough to figure out you shouldn't do Malacha Benishmashas because it's a Savak Chayav Derais. And the halacha is, if you do, person would do malacha 2 minutes after shkia on Erev Yom Kippur, coming a chatas, a suffix, maybe it was still a day. He does a malacha 2 minutes after shkia on Motzi Yom Kippur, he's chayav a chatas. One of them is day. Either the first someone was day, so he didn't do malacha Erev Yom Kippur, he did malacha Motzi Yom Kippur. Or the first one was night, so he did malacha the first night, not the second night. So this Yom Kippur, you can't take a chance on this anyway. So what does Rashi mean when he says do Tosefes? He meant Benish Moshes? No. Benish Moshes, we can figure out Malav, Reba, the Kura, Sarak, the Fresh Mesophic. We have Sabah Karak Yeshboi. Elokhada Benish Moshes, Shumaha, so before Benish Moshes. Shumahalach, Elevet, Bechamish, Meyus, Amo, Kadam Alayla, Sarak, Lohisim, Minachad, Elokhadish. So Rashi says, during the period of time which runs for a 3/4 of a mil, Eleva Chomish Meyasama. So a mil is, so you have Lila. The Mora says that Benishmoshes is 3/4 of a mil. That's a mil is 2,000 amas, so 3/4 is 1,500. So if you assume it takes 18 minutes to walk a mil, so it would take 14 and a half minutes to walk 3/4 of a mil. So 13 and a half minutes to walk 3/4 of a mil. So before that time, that's called Benishmoshes. Before that, come on, let's start listening to the Minachal of the Kaddish. To Sevazul and Isbarash Yuroi. Then he says the same as Tosis and Begim. We don't know how much. Lakar Galab to Sevaz Goldu. Kamer, the Minamin, Mishmashat, Yomte, Perish, Perak, maybe. Shabbat, Perak, Shoyal, Dot to Sevaz, they make the rice of. And the women eat up to Okla Vashosu, Araurta. We don't stop them. You can't take a chance to go up right up to the down to the line. They stop, and they stop before the Suffolk Yom Kippur. They're making the Tosefes. I'm allowed to Tosefes called Urminon. Al Shalini's Bar, Shira, Sarkla, Fresh Kadam, and Shmash is Mahat. So there's a mitzvah to Sefis. Erev and Kippur, Matzah and Kippur, a Ma'at. The Pashas, he's learning this is the Halacha Lamai, so there's a Chiv. Okay, turn to the Rambam. We'll skip to the Rambam. There's a mitzvah shvisa of malacha, mitzvah shvisa of from eating and create inui. We have to be Moisef, Michal HaKadosh, Erev Kippur, Matzah Yom Kippur, meaning Yisemes HaNashar Zechem, Besish HaLachadosh. Zot the Rambam, Klamer, Hisko Lotzum, Olis Anois, Merev Tisha, Asamach Lassir. You have to start fasting on the ninth day, right before the tenth day. Chen Baditzia, Shushar, Be'inu Ma'at, Mileo, Echad Osir, Asamach Lassir, a little until 11th night already, you fast. Be'inu. Shemar Mer, whatever Tishrei Shabbatchem. So Rambam doesn't mention Malach. Rambam mentions Tosefis, Lagabi Inui, not Lagabi Malach. So the Magen Mishnah says, Tzarech LaHosif, Divrei Rabbeinu Nira Shein Tosefis, Divrei Torah, Elo Be'inui. The din d'oraisa of Tosefis is by Inui. Ve'inui Yisem Esav Shoseichem, B'Tisha LaChodesh. So Inui needs din of Tisha. Tosefis, Inui starts on Tisha. Avoloi B'Sias Malach. And therefore, lo biyom kippurim, v'lo b'shabbosis. B'zeh shem kos, that's Rambam's lashon, maschol lotzum lisanos. And that is what the Magen mentioned. That's, by the way, why, if you look for the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos in Hilchos Shabbos, you won't find it. B'zeh shel nizkir b'dvar b'Hilchos Shabbos Tosefes klal min haTorah. Does not mention the mitzvah of Tosefes min haRaisa in the Sefer Shabbos. Boom. So then he says, "Perkei Mekipurim near Shadavur Machlokes Tanoyim." So Zakti Magen Mishnah. It seems to be over there. The Gemara, the Rush quoted in Perkei Yuma, in Mesechta Yuma, is Machlokes Tanoyim whether there's a mitzvah deraisa or not. Yesh Mishadorish Yachu Yehuk Muzer Al Tzefes Malachot Tamlar V'Chol Malachot Lo Satsu Betzam Yemazeh. Atim Hashayim Hu Muzer V'Enam Muzer Al Tzefes Malachot. Now, according to that price, it should be the Tosefis. There's no Tosefis by Shabbos on Inui. It means Malacha. So here also means Malacha. Misham Amru, the command, the Mukil Lahai Kroa, the Drasha Akrita. Rekiba uses this pasuk a different drasha. We do a gemara shkolochol b'shoyes b'tshiv and sada b'siri malav kiosa kila he needs tava it's anois test vasir v'sana. Okay, so the machlokes how darshan this pasuk and there's another pasuk which says komalochol tzatzet tamayim azet. Period. It stops there. So it's machlokes tanoim and the Rambam is paskening like the Tana which says that there's no din to sefes malach. Aber halachas the riff near the daitam that the riff holds. This is the riff. Brisa shoshana to sefes l'chol yom kodesh. There is a din to sefes. Fine. Aber das shar meforshim shesefes yesh min haTorah afilo b'shabosim min tayvim mechen near min halachas. The ma'isa shar meforshim. Written down, it holds the reason of Sefes Minaraisa, Beshabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, Malacha, besides Inu. And that's the riff also. So you have this major machlokes is between Rambam and all the other Rishonim, basically. If it's in Sefes on Malacha, Beshabbos, and Minaraisa, Beshabbos, and Yom Tov, and Yom Kippur, and Malacha. So this is in my country. It also says this year is purta, it's a minimal amount. Right. Take a look at the Gra over here. So the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch is in Hilchos Shabbos, Yesh Omrim Shetzarech Lohosim Mechol LaKadosh. So this Yesh Omrim is based on this Maga Mishnah, that the Rav Mashita is no din of Tosefes by Shabbos. So the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch is it's a Yesh Omrim because the Rav doesn't hold of it. Now, when the Shulchan Aruch brings on the Yesh Omrim, it doesn't bring an argument. He's passing like the Yesh Omrim. He says this is the Yesh Omrim, you should know that there's a Machlokes. So even though it's Machlokes, the Rambam does not hold of it, we're passing, there's a din Tosefes Shabbos to rice. It's not to say there whom mitchilas hashkia, she nashem shniras al oritz adzman ben hashmoshes. Okay, so when is the correct time to be moisiv? So Zot Shulchan Aruch, the correct time is from the time the sun sets and onwards till ben hashmoshes. Now the Shulchan Aruch goes with the sheet of the Ben Otam. You're familiar with the sheet of the Ben Otam? The Ben Otam sheet is that there's something called tushkias, and the sun sets below the horizon. That's called Shkia Rishona. Shkia Rishona has almost no halachic implications. It's still day. According to Ben Otam, which, by the way, the Ben Otam is also the Baal HaTosafot holds like it, the Ramban, the Rashi, the Rifua hold like it, the Beis Yosef passes like it, and the Ramah passes like it. So according to them, on Erev Shabbos, the sun sets. You want to go for a drive? Don't they? It's still Friday. It's like Chal not Shabbos. There's something called a Shkia Shnia. Shkia Shnia takes place the time it would take to walk 3 1/4 mil after sunset. So if you figure a mil takes 18 minutes to walk, so 3 times 18 is 48. A quarter of a mil is 4 1/2 minutes. So 52 1/2 minutes after the sun sets, it's Benish Moshes. It continues until 72 minutes. And then 72 minutes, it should be 55, I think it's 54, what is the Keshman, the right, that's 4 1/2, 18 times, I did my math wrong, 36, 50, it's 50, it's 58 and a half minutes. 58 and a half minutes after Shkia is that's when Menashe Moshe starts, continues for 13 and a half minutes, and 72 minutes is says, that's how the Ben Otam understands the Gemara. Why does he learn like that? Because there's steering Gemara. The Morn Shabbos says that Benish Moshes is 3 3/4 of a mil. And the Morn Psochim says that from the time the sun sets until it says is 4 mil. So which one is it? She says the time the sun sets until it says is 4 mil. Benish Moshes is only 3. The Morn's Chlor and Shabbos. Benish Moshes, and it's immediately Lila. So the answer is Benish Moshes is not immediately after the sun sets, it's immediately before what's called says. That's how he understands. Zok the Shulchan Aruch. The correct time for Tosef is after sunset. It's still day, but it's already the Zman. After the sunset, that's when Tosef starts. So, sunsetting accomplishes immediately. It's the right time for Tosef. It's according to the Shulchan Aruch, the way it's presented over here. There's no dinner Tosef is before the sunset. The other place, according to the Shulchan Aruch, where there is an implication, the halachic implication of sunsetting, is the Gabi the Locha, the Ben Otam and Zvachim says that there's a Locha that Lina passes down that starts with the first Shkia. As soon as the sun sets the first time, the Dam is Paul. You didn't put the Dam on his back, the Dam is Paul. So you can't do Zrika's Adam anymore. That passes by the first, which is halachically important. Because the Lavush says that means since. So the Vush says in Hilchos Mincha, since we daven Mincha to correspond with the Talmud Shabbat Arboyim, and even according to Ben Otam, as soon as the sun sets, the dam is possible. So Hakrovas Korban was done before Shkia, Shkia Rishona. So even according to Ben Otam, it's Yoim. You cannot daven Mincha after sunset with the Vush because of that Ben Otam in Zvach. Okay, but everything else, it's Yoim. The Satmar Rav, when he came to America, in Europe, many cities, you know, Ungar, when they talk, we're not like that. And with the sunset, you're still driving your car. In Satmar, when he came to America, he originally said he wanted to be Mamshach. He saw in America, it's, you know, different sheet. He didn't want to make issues of Machlokes. So he was not like, as soon as the sunset, to stop doing Malacha. But that's when he held those Mamas Yoyim. Okay. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, and he gives you the Cheshbon of the Zman. He says, It's 3 mil and a quarter. Rotzal asos a kuloi to sefes. Oisa. Rotzal asos a menu mixos. Oisa. You can do make as much as you want. But vashi yosef ezes man shi yavara yoim michal alakadosh. You have to make a turn. In other words, a suffix man doesn't count, like we saw in the Rosh. They have to be a vara yoim zman. Again, his vara yoim, it's after sunset. But if it's vara yoim, that you're moist of some amount, you're moist. Zok the guy in Sivkot Neches. Yeshem Shetzar. Kosa Belosh and Yeshem. Zok the guy, why do you write, why does the Shulchan Aruch use the language of Yeshem? Fisha Ramam loy kosev tosefes el bi yinu yamei kippurim. The Ramam only says that it hilchos shvisa saser. Aber shvisa loy kosev shum tosefes. The Ramam by Yom Kippur did not mention you have to do shvisa from malacha tosefes shvisa from malacha. And by Shabbos, like the Magen Mishnah pointed out, the Ramam did not say it isn't dinu tosefes. And at the Raisa level, there's no dinu tosefes malacha by Shabbos here. Vayim hilchos shvisa saser perikal malacha vav. Now the time. Where did the Rambam get this from? So he brings a few rayas. Minamina Yerushalmi Reish Shvius. Ramil Bezino Hitiru Beisir Beis Prokem Rishona. Rabbi Yochanan Boy Lekain Taninim. So they were matter the earlier zmanim of Erevim Erev Shvius. Didn't we learn Ein Bezin Yochel Avat Adiv Bezin Chaveiroi? So Rav Achas b'shem Rav Yerchan Sonomer b'shosha also the mikra samchu, they did it based on a pasuk b'shosha itiru the mikra samchu, so they weren't doing it based on a gzeris bezdin, which you cannot have a vatal gzeris bez. They were doing it based on psukim b'shosha also the mikra samchu, they based on a pasuk b'karsu b'karsu tishbois, which we darshan that the din of, it doesn't mean shmita, we know that already. B'sad chol asizkro, what does it mean? It means before shmita. Shoshatiru the mikra samchu sheshajamim tabe b'sitz kol malachtecha, and we darshan my erev Shabbos breishes atam muzer lasis malacha atam mutal lasis malacha asher tishka chama av erev Shabbos is shonim the years of shmita shonim, which shmita atam mutal lasis malacha asher tishka chama till the sun sets and chav tes elul of the erev shmita do malacha, just like an erev Shabbos you can do malacha asher tishka chama. The Tosfos Taka asks, the Tosfos says, well, since the Tosfos was a mashuhu, they didn't mention it. The Parsha Mosel, the more says there is a din of Tosfos Shmita. We come back on Mishabbos lechozer. V'chein mashu b'soif perik beizah Shabbos. The Kamer im chashecha in safa chashecha loy. So the more is medayik that up to im chashecha you're allowed to do it. Up to im chashecha you're allowed to do it. He means with. Mamas up to the zman of chashecha. Sava chashecha na. B'misa haray to sefes Shabbos kodem. What happened to sefes? The Tosfos Parakam of the Rosh Hashanah asked this kasha we mentioned. Tosfos Min Aleph. Dochim mishum the sefes less le shira. The shira is so minimal you don't notice it. But karkos of a rosh perik dal the brachas simon vav. It's also we saw in Yuma. The Korhagay Shir. What are you talking about? No Shir. There has to be Shir. There was also more Bay talking about. So there's a Shir. Tesla, the Gomorrah Bay is talking about Tosefis of Inu Yom Kippurim, of eating and drinking. The more talking about the women used to eat and drink up to the Shkia. And that's wrong because there's a Tosefis Inu Yom Kippurim, which needs, and there's a Shir. But if you tell me the Gomorrah means Labdaf, it also means Tosefis Malacha. The same Diak applies. It's the same Pasuk. Mimashar Kosta, Resh Perikim, Perchel Gimel the Shabbos, Kuvim Ches, the Sevesh Yom Kippurim is the Raisa. While Karcha Ein Menicha No Son Lechol Im Chashecha, Liga Bissakaris, they don't go up to the time you can't be. So Vais the Chais, the Sevesh means the Zman. So how can the Mishnah say, how can the Mormon Medaik in Shabbos Alam Adalid, Im Chashecha, it's Mutter the Light. Just Sabah Chashecha not. What happened to the Sevesh? It's a Mashu. It's not a Mashu. Lagam Sham Larmin and Ella, to Sevesh Dafka. More in the first part, it says, is up to Ima Shemesh with the sun setting. Now, Avatam Perek Beis, the Shabbos, Lama Dal, Tzavach HaShecha, in Ema Asim, Avavari. Now, so the going, Avimari Mitzel, Ha'isif, Without the kishur hayu, the Gemara says in Paris they used to blow the shofar and be shayvis. That wasn't by shkia; it was beforehand. That's the rabbana. Because our masakah is the din of tosefes. So the din of tosefes is the rabbana. The Rambam agrees to, but the raisa is only by inui yom kippur. And that's the that's how the goins dig is. Now the Achronim point out the goin shita is that ben shemash starts immediately after the sun sets. So you're going to be shayvus from malacha ben shemash as soon as the sun sets because the sabbath ben shemash. So the sefer which you hold has to have a shear has to be before the sun sets. So what does ima shemash mean? What does ima chashecha mean? Teretz is the din of Tosefes. Where is the din of Tosefes? Yeah, by eating Yom Kippur. But if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, who holds it when the sun sets, it's still day, and that's when the Zman of Tosefes starts. So there's no kasha by any of these Gemara. Right? Because all these Gemara are talking about Ima Shemesh. I mean, up to the time the sun sets, no shadow. Afterwards, depends if you're moist, if you have not that. So there's Mechlal no diuk for any of these Gemara is connected to the Shita of all the Rishonim will learn like the Mahalach of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam does not learn like the Rabbeinu Tam in how to calculate the shkiyas. So the Rambam's got the problem with the Gemaras. So the Rambam is forced, because it has to learn, say, Tosefes, Ina Yom Kippurim is only the Raisa, and everything else is not the Raisa. Because all these Gemaras, Ima Shemesh, etc., that's weaker than Mutter. But it's only true according to the Sheet of the Rambam and the Grah. But according to the Sheet of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and all that, there's a Din of Tosefes, the Raisa. But what will come out is, what we do to Sefer Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, which are Moitzef before sunset, the Kulyama is Drabon. Because according to Shulchan Aruch, only after sunset, Tosefer starts only after sunsets. And according to the Rambam, Tosefer starts before the sunset, Drabon. But nobody holds the Raisa. That should come out according to the same so far. The Meister Shulchan Aruch Patan Yesh Rebbe, there is a din of Meister Mechala Kodesh, and the Mishabura Paskins that brings in the Bir Locha, the other Yavas who Paskin like the Roib Shita, Rishonim Hol like the Shita, Sitin the Raisa, etc. I just want to share with you an interesting piece. There's a Sefer Mishmer Shabbos from a carpet at the Hilchos Chag. That he wants to answer the Stirin Tosis. Problem is, again, we have a Stirin Tosis in Rosh Hashanah, and Mike Cotton says the Shir Tosefes is a mashu. Tosis in base says the Shir Tosefes has to be his man nicker. Can't be just a mashu. So he wants to suggest the following. If you look at the drushes over there, the Pasuk, which says the pasuk of Inui is a locha of Besisha Lachadish Be'erev. It has to be in his mom, which is his mom of Tisha. So that Tosefes, which is the Tosefes in Be'er, is the din of Tosefes of Inui. Whether Tosefes all everything is the rice or not, but they are different based on the pasuk. What was the pasuk? The pasuk says Besisha. Inui needs Tisha. So Inui needs his man ma. Has to be nicker. It has to be nicker that you're doing it in Tisha. You're not doing it in that mashu which looks like already a siri. It has to be in the Zman of Tisha. B'tziyasim anayin. There it says the lashon of Ad Erev. And then it goes right through Tisha Mishu Shabbat Chem Dimarsa. Come welcome Shem Nemer by Shvois Masim Yechol Al Kodesh. So that pasuk of Me'erev Ad Erev, right, means Ad. So we're darshaning that Ad Erev, Rashi says, it means Ad B'klal. So you have to be moist of something that you included in the Erev of the following night. That Shira Tosefes Masha was sufficient, as he wants to suggest. So it comes out that the Din of Tosefes by Shabbos, Yom Tiv, Melechus Yom Kippurim, and even Inui of Motzi Yom Kippur, a Masha was enough. So if we put up a Zman, that the Zman, Miskashim Lotzim, the Zman of Seis is 720. So the Chara, you can't eat a 720. Because there's going to be Tosefes Mashu. Right? this is benishmash. Tilling is benishmashes, and you can't. You have misafik. You have to. So what are you supposed to do? Teres is to tefesh is a mashu. So by the time the person says Abdullah, they drink unless they ever say Abdullah in less than a mashu. They were yotze din of tefesh. Tefesh malacha, the same thing. You know, by the time you misadder everything, you don't have the. It's ready. The zman. You already have the ner havdol in your hand. You have. You know. This takes it. So that's enough to be moisiv. He wants to say the following order. We don't have a chumash, do we? And he has the following fascinating order. That's him. It's a Rashi in chumash. It's a mishnah of the Rashi. When these Rashi, like you don't stell on the halachic element in the Rashi. Okay. Vayichalakim b'yom ha-shvi. Mishim and Omer. What's it b'yom ha-shvi? Posev adom, sheni yudeya, itzov, virgov, tzarech lahoisi michal ala kodesh. He doesn't know exactly the zman, so he has to be moisi michal ala kodesh. It means haste to sit in Rashi, why are you moisi michal ala kodesh? Because you don't know your zman. It means haste to the din of Sofik. Avakadosh Baruch Hu, yudeya, itzov, virgov, he goes mamash kechut asar. So, by the Shetel of Rashi, the third of the Dinah Tosefis by Shabbos of Yisra Malacha wasn't because of the Mitzvah Tosefis. It's because of the Dinah Tosefis. You don't know Yisra Ragov. You don't know exactly this man. There's a Dinah of you have to be Moshe Mechal Lele Kodesh. Awesome. Right? Right? So, that shear is whatever this shear you need. And that's the mashu we're talking about. Whatever you need. So, that the Rosh says, anything which is something, give me his parashim anyway. You add a mashu to make sure you're really sure. You're right, Sigabah. Tasefes Inu Yom Kippurim, there's a halacha of Batisha, that you start fasting on the ninth day. And that's the key of the pasuk of Batisha. So he brings that. That the Rivet, the Tosfos of Rosh and Ma'id Katzin, the second column, brings that the Rivet has the kasha. The Mora in Ma'id Katzin says that the Fanez is also Lachraz Mutter. Rabbi Ezra, the Morin Yuma says there's a din of Shabbos both directions. Tir, it's the Hodom, it's the Sevas, Shemesik Mechol HaKadosh, and Ela Benishmash, it's Shilahen, Shuasr. Mitzarek Lahavzik Mat, Kodim Benishmash, 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 That's the worst thing over here. There's a Kiddush over here by Shemitah. You know it's Zman, it's still your Moisef. So Shetach on the Rive, that you start with the Sefis is the Lacha of Benishmashes, and you're mafsik a little bit beforehand. Kedeshi Yikonis the Beis Sofik. Don't get go Beis Sofik. He says, "Her, that's this thing. That's the Din Sefis Mashu." No matter what you need to feel confident, you weren't Nichols the Beis Sofik. That's not the Din of being Moisef, but any Avada Zman beforehand. So that's what comes according to the Rive, and that's the Shir. So that would be this his mahalach that he wants. He says that his mahalach he's saying really Betzim is rooted in this the Rivet and the Rashi in Rishis.